Three of the political parties are holding their think-ins today ahead of the new Dáil term next Wednesday. Fine Gael TDs, senators and MEPs are gathering in Limerick. Sinn Féin is meeting in Dublin, while the Green Party is at Tramore in County Waterford. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now from Limerick. So, first of all, they're in Limerick, and I suppose it's appropriate that it is Limerick where they're meeting. Any reaction to this decision to refuse permission for the LNG, the gas terminal on the Shannon, Micheál?
Yes, there was a brief reaction from the Taoiseach. He said that there would be disappointment, particularly in North Kerry, about this, but the government would have to study the judgment to understand it fully. But he did say, interestingly enough, that he believes there is a case for a gas storage facility in this country.
Now, of course, we're in the run-up very much to Budget 2024, and more comments today from Mr. Varadkar in relation to this question of mortgage interest relief in the light of the further increase in ECB interest rates yesterday.
Yes, strong indication that something could happen in the budget about this now, although no decision has been made. But Ministers Michael McGrath and Heather Humphreys are looking at it. The Taoiseach saying if it is to happen, it will focus on people who are in severe financial distress and people who are about to lose their homes, that there couldn't be a broad-based scheme because that would be too expensive. But the detail, it seems, is being worked out around some type of scheme.
Well, now we're beginning to get some sense of the issues on which the next general election will be fought, and of course that'll be perhaps shaped in part by Budget 24. But Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald at her party's think-in in Dublin has been highlighting again the issue of housing.
Housing is the number one priority for Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald making that very clear, and also saying that when it comes to the formation of a next government, if Sinn Féin are in talks about this, then that will be a red line issue, that the party would get the housing portfolio. So very clearly housing on the agenda for Sinn Féin. I think it is notable too that so much talk at these party think-ins has centred on that next election, and for the most part, most parties seem willing to talk to each other in the aftermath of that whenever it does take place, whether it's late next year or early 2025. The Taoiseach, though, adamant that he would not move on his position, that Fine Gael would not do business with Sinn Féin.
The Bord Pleanála decision presumably being welcomed by the Green Party at their think-in.
That is the view among the Green Party. Interestingly enough, the Green Party, which is a party focused on policy through many parts of the year, this particular gathering is focused on election strategy, and the party adamant that it has been an effective party within the government and has historically been that. And that is the claim and the message it's going to bring to the electorate, that it has been one of the most effective junior government partners in the history of the state, they're saying.
Just finally, Micheál, the Electoral Commission confirming it's received an application for a new political party, the 100% Redress Party. Who are they?
That's centering on the mica problems in Donegal and other counties too. Now that it has received the seal of approval from Taukan, the Electoral Commission. So that group has said it will field candidates in Donegal, of course, which could have an impact there. That a constituency where Fine Gael are trying to hold the seat, Fianna Fáil too, but Sinn Féin going for three seats. But there are other counties, perhaps up to 13 others, where the party could look to field candidates, where the mica issue is live as well.
Very good. Micheál Lehane in Limerick, thank you very much for that.